Joining me right now is Israeli political analyst, researcher, and journalist Kenneth Mokgatle. Hi, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm good, Kathy. And how are you doing?
I'm actually quite concerned. I'm angry. I'm trying to keep it all together because,
yes,
as you know, the United States bill to sanction South Africa has moved forward. One of our listeners actually saying sanction individuals, not the people, you know, because also this bill going forward to sanction the government of South Africa, it's the GNU, it's the Government of National Unity. It's not the ANC that made all these rulings. So what's your thought, Kenneth?
No, it's true. It's quite concerning for everyone in South Africa. Not only in South Africa, also countries that rely on South Africa. We know that South Africa is a powerful force when it comes to the economy in the African region, and if this bill is going to be passed into law, because we've seen today that it passed through the House, and then we'll wait to hear what the Senate is going to do about it. But if it becomes a law, then it means that many people who've been benefiting through the HIV and AIDS program, through the aid, they are no longer going to benefit. So this is not only going to affect the ANC leaders, but it is going to affect the wider population. So I also agree with those who are saying maybe it could be more effective if few individuals who are seen to be problematic in government should be the ones who are targeted rather than the vulnerables. We know what the sanctions could do to the population. We've seen with Zimbabwe. That is why a lot of Zimbabweans are not at home, and they are everywhere in the world trying to seek a better life, because there's nothing that is happening at home due to the implications, the financial or the economic implications of the sanctions that were imposed on them by the US, EU, and other countries in the West. So we just hope that they will relook at this, review this before they can implement it, because it is going to affect a lot of people in the African region.
Not only that, South Africa has been warned that it's dangerously close to being priced out of the world's largest market unless Pretoria begins to take US objections seriously. There's a 30% tariff increase that starts on the 1st of August. This is a disaster.
It is quite a disaster. It is true that they've been horned many times. That is why I think many people are of the view that it should be these politicians, the political leaders who have been or who are always using the revolutionary rhetorics, trying to woo in voters for their political parties. They are the ones who are supposed to be targeted, because these decisions that are going to be taken by the US are not going to affect them, because they've got money. They've been looting money since 1994, and they are able to, or they are in a better position to leave the country if push come to shove. So they've been horned many times. They knew even before they could be horned by the US, even the EU. And it's not only the Trump administration. We've seen throughout the years, I mean, even during Bush and even during Biden, there was a realization that South Africa was moving away from the West, and they were leaning towards the East, or they were applying the policy of look East. And we've seen, or it was a confirmation with them joining BRICS. And it became worse even when the ANC agency started to strengthen its relations with terror organizations such as Hamas, as well as terror states such as Iran. They
right,
were
you,
now showing
your allies
yeah,
are
they were
people who
showing
you
the middle
identify
finger
with.
To the US.
Yeah, exactly. The people that you identify with in terms of morality, ethics, values, those are the people that we find, you know, allies in.
Kenneth, of course.
That is where we have to leave it, I'm afraid, because we are out of time. And but I do hope to speak to you again very soon, because I do enjoy what you have to say. So thank you very, very much. Kenneth Mokgatle, who is a journalist, he's a researcher, he's a political analyst.